Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kirk Herbstreit, we all respect him. We like what he does on College Game Day. I'm more of a fan of his on Game Day than the analysis on the actual games. I love
really?
Him. Yeah, I love him on Game Day.
Tell me more about that.
I just like
why
him on Game Day better. I think he's better that than an analyst on the broadcast. And I think part of it, I don't like Fowler as a play-by-play guy.
I'm with you there.
But Herbie's cool. I like him. I respect him. I think he's one of the best voices in college football. What he said about the fifth spot in the playoff rankings is very interesting, where he said he thinks that Georgia could have a chance with two losses to sneak back into the college football playoffs. Now, for that to happen, Oklahoma has to lose. Ohio State has to lose, because that's going to put both of them with two losses. If either one of them win and Georgia loses on Saturday, no chance in hell that Georgia stays at number four.
But isn't his theory that Oklahoma and Ohio State can win and UGA with a tight loss to Alabama? Let me see if I can pull up that quote here. I thought I read, okay, he says here, he argues that Georgia could have a case against both Oklahoma and Ohio State if the Bulldogs play Alabama as close as they did in the Natty last year. But he says, I think the way the SEC championship game plays out will go a long way in the argument post-game discussion into Sunday morning. If it's a game like the national championship, Georgia loses a close one like that. Even with two losses, I personally think Georgia would have a very strong case for the playoff. And he says their punishment for an 11-1 year will be going to play Alabama, Ohio State. They get to play Northwestern. Oklahoma plays Texas. A little bit different what Georgia has to go through. And I think we need to take that into consideration at the end of the day. I'm not caught up in the two losses. They're automatically eliminated stuff. If they play their tails off and lose a close one, I think they have a case to. I think there's a case to be made. I don't disagree with that. I don't all the way agree with him. Like, I think Oklahoma and Ohio State conference championships with one loss, that's a big deal to me. I don't just disregard that. But the SEC is better than the Big Ten, and the SEC is better than the Big 12. And so that's where that argument comes into play, and it becomes very theoretical, right, and very subjective at that point, and very difficult to get to the bottom of.
I say tough cookies. You play in a better conference. Oklahoma has a better strength of schedule throughout the year. You didn't have to play in a conference championship game equal to Alabama. Again, tough luck. Same thing for Auburn last year. Tough luck, Auburn. Had Auburn not played in the SEC championship, Auburn would have been in the college football playoffs, and Alabama would have been on the outside looking in. When I look at the scenario he laid out, there's zero chance a two-loss Georgia gets in over a one-loss Oklahoma and Ohio State. The committee has said they don't want rematches. Unless they finagle it for their liking, how could they realistically tell us Georgia loses in the SEC title game, but now we're going to put them in the two or the three hole so we alleviate them playing in Alabama in a rematch a couple of weeks later in the college football playoff? You can't do that.
Well, look, I don't necessarily think they will. I don't think Kirk Herbstreit is on crack saying this. I don't think he's an idiot, a moron, like Colin Cowherd talking about our Matt Ryan. That's idiotic stuff. He's insulting your intelligence. Herbie is not insulting our intelligence here. I think it's a healthy debate, and I would understand. So let's look at it this way, John. Georgia is four right now. If they lose a close game to Alabama, do they fall below Ohio State and Oklahoma?
Yes.
Or would – well, just let me finish this out. Or would Oklahoma and Ohio State play themselves above Georgia? And let's say Oklahoma is in another, you know, wild defenseless game that's unimpressive to a lot of people, and Ohio State beats Northwestern 20-17. And the Dogs lose 41-38 in overtime to Alabama. Did Georgia really – lose their spot? Did they really cede the four spot to these teams that kind of struggled in their championship game? So do Oklahoma and Ohio State have to go up and get that spot from Georgia, or is Georgia, even in a close loss to Alabama, kind of sort of that fourth team? I think it's a good debate.
I don't. I mean, we can respectfully disagree on this. Losses and wins have to matter at this point. You're in a conference championship game. I don't care if you win by one or you lose by one. It's the fact that you win or lose a football game. How could you realistically tell a 12-1 conference champ out of either Ohio State or Oklahoma, you're not good enough over the runner-up of the SEC who just lost in their de facto playoff game? I have a problem with that. Wins and losses, anytime a team loses a game, they fall down in the rankings. Alabama fell in the rankings last year when they lost to Auburn. Now, they only fell to fifth, and then they moved up by virtue of Auburn losing their third football game a year ago. You can't put a two-loss non-conference champion in. Now, you want to argue with me if Oklahoma and Ohio State both lose? All right, now game's on. Now all of a sudden it opens up the door for everybody, including Michigan again, and probably not Michigan because Ohio State beat them as badly as they did, but it opens up the door for even a Central Florida at that point. That's the only chance Georgia has to get in if they lose the game.
But isn't Georgia beating Florida, Kentucky, and Auburn in back-to-back-to-back weeks, isn't that more impressive than anything Oklahoma or Ohio State have done this year?
Sure.
So again, John, I'm not – this isn't like some heated debate where I don't think Herb Street is nuts. I think he's – kind of onto something here. And Georgia fans, I'm not trying to gas you up at all. You're feeling, I love you, but your feelings don't matter to me. This is just my opinion, and I'm reacting to what Herb Street said, and I don't think he's nuts. Because, would Georgia have been in a tussle at home with Army? I don't think so. Would Georgia have gotten doors blown by Purdue? No way. And so I just think, John, that there you could look at little elements of resume and team construction and all that kind of stuff, and I think a case can be made that a two-loss Georgia team makes it over Oklahoma and Ohio State.
And the fact that we're having this argument, to me, is what infuriates a lot of college football fans about the committee. It's not about, here's your criteria, and if this happens, you get in. A one-loss team should get in over a two-loss team. A conference champion should get in over a non-conference champion, especially if you're a 7-5, like if Pitt beats Clemson. No, I'm not saying Pitt should be in the college football playoff. But a 12-1 Oklahoma, a 12-1 Ohio State in viable Power 5 conferences. No longer are we arguing about UCF. We're talking about Big 10 and Big 12. Whether people want to say the perception of the conference or not, they're still on equal footing as Power 5 conferences. The ACC's been horrible this year. So if we really want to say anything, Clemson, if they lose, they've lost to an inferior conference because that conference is dreadful. I'd argue that the ACC might be the worst of all five of the Power 5 conferences when you look top to bottom this year. Maybe the Pac-12's worse because they're pretty bad as well. Point being, the committee has allowed this kind of debate to happen. For me, you lose your second game, see ya. Can't have you in when your second loss is basically you've been told win this game and get in, lose this game and you're out. Saying hating against Georgia, I want Georgia to beat Alabama, but I don't see the committee giving them a rematch. Hey, you didn't win the first time, but we're going to let you play them again here in a couple of weeks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.